Crocus Massacre, seen from East and West. This massacre in Moscow doth bring to mind a particular axe that yours truly must grind, regarding conspiracy theories, to wit, and those who subscribe to them when the facts fit, and if not the facts, then the most likely explain, which is sometimes the simplest, and others the most plain. For far and wide among paid Western scribes, we are assured that ISIS, they of dark vibes, though adding a K to denote certain strokes, shot up Crocus Hall and killed many folks, the Ukes and friends having no hand in the plot, since that's not what they do, that's not what we're taught. Yes, CNN, FT, the Grey Babe NYT, say such is the case and from the facts flee, like this ain't a case of Tajiks sitting around, where rifles and firebombs and flak jackets abound, and plan their hit in detail with a passion, like what shade of khakis lately in fashion. No, with terror logistics they needed some aid, and the Ukes, my goodness, that's their stock in trade. They launched and received them back into Ukraine, since sushi's crap in Tajik, and the traffic's a pain. And let's not forget their pay, five lovely long, which in Kiev would have gone far for women and song. But as usual with conspiracy theories informed, brows get wrinkled among the conventionally normed, who like good sheep, bah, the spokesperson's rhyme, as absurd and threadbare it turns out with time. But such is the job, it's all in a day's work, for money, access, and expense account perk. As CTs go though, perspective is king, as one guy hears bong and another hears ping. So it shouldn't surprise us Vlad Putin's mad, and sees the Crocus as not just Tajik rad, but a Yuki op at the suggestion of friends, who will all wind up at drones business ends.